Hello, this is Lee Carroll. I think this is one of the first post-channeling recordings I've ever done. First, thank you for listening to my audio recordings. My apologies that this particular series in Boulder, Colorado doesn't have the quality that all of the others do. I try to pride myself in getting good quality recordings. Some of you actually commented on that. And this one was not. You can probably hear that it's something is wrong with it. And it's interesting to me that this particular day, when we were doing all this science and talking about physics, that we would have, for one of the first times that I can remember, a true audio problem that I cannot identify. In my years of audio engineering, I would identify it as a phase relationship problem. And it's never done it before. But we straightened it out, and I gave you what I could. But isn't it interesting? I think it's a testament to the energies that were perhaps in the room, and they were very strong, at least for me they were. There's something in physics today called entanglement. I don't expect everybody to understand such a channel as this. It's a bit less esoteric and a little more physics than we're used to. And there's something even more strange than entanglement. Entanglement represents two particles that are in the same time and space, and what happens to one happens to the other. This is very exciting physics, and today it's being brought out in even to the macro world, and that's one of the things that I showed in the seminar. Fascinating. And now, since it is being brought out into the macro world, Krein starts to tell how the Temple of Rejuvenation worked. So I want to just review, just for a moment, one of the things that he said. In fact, it was the payoff. It was the end of the channel when he revealed what was going on that I really want to be clear about, so that people who perhaps are not into the physics or only heard every other word will be comfortable with. In entanglement, there's something even more bizarre, and it's called teleportation within the entanglement. They're actually being able to teleport the attributes of one particle to another. They've been doing this for some years now, and they're doing it on a very minuscule scale, perhaps photon to photon. Two entangled particles are set up together, and they change the attribute of the one, and the other one changes to match it. And that is the basis of the Temple of Rejuvenation. And Krein was talking about the use of a fetus, a mother, and a target human. Using the fetus as perfect DNA, teleporting the perfect attributes of the fetus in the mother to the target human, therefore enhancing his DNA. And he and she then lives a great deal longer and has attributes that perhaps even we don't have today. Now, I want to make this very clear. Krein is not politically correct. He doesn't know about our drama. And so he didn't explain it any further than perhaps he should have. Nothing happens to the fetus, nothing happens to the mother, or does it? I asked Krein, I said, what happens to the mother? And Krein said that they stood in line, mothers stood in line to be in this particular position because when you entangle the fetus with another human being, something happens. There's a healing, there is an increase in health. And so they both benefit. Now, I give you this just in case somebody goes away and says, well, they're sacrificing human fetuses over there in the Temple of Rejuvenation. That's what they were doing. And of course, that's ridiculous and silly. So I wanted to make it clear how loving this was, how appropriate, how balanced. Krein continues to reveal many things that are unbelievable. And then a few years down the line, it becomes mainstream science. Is teleportation of attributes from one particle to another possible? It's being done today. But it's not being done with living cells. And that's the difference. And perhaps you'll start to see that. And then Krein goes on to say what Todd's invention is as Yahyi is very close to what he did at the Temple of Rejuvenation, but without using a pregnant mother. Thanks for listening again to these audios. Thanks for being part of my work. This is Lee Carroll.